This is Inside Europe. Last month, New Zealand suffered its worst peacetime mass shooting. 50 people were killed in attacks on two mosques in Christchurch. It's been revealed the attacker donated money to a number of organisations, including Austria's anti-immigration identitarian youth movement. The group's leader, Martin Zellner, subsequently had his home raided by police. Since then, his clearance to enter the United States under the visa waiver program has been revoked. Martin Zellner is on the line from Vienna. Hello.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Tell us, what went through your mind when you realized the suspected Christchurch mosque attacker had sent the donation?
I was, of course, shocked. First of all, I couldn't believe it. I was in disbelief. When I saw this name, I thought it's maybe a coincidence, maybe somebody who has the same name. But then very soon I realized, no, it really was the shooter, as the police were knocking on my door and then started the raid. And since then, basically, we have been dragged into what I see now is the scheme and plan of the shooter.
What does that mean?
I'm sure, you know, if he reads the news today and hears about all these things happening in the midst of his event, like repression, movements being banned, homes being raided, he'll be happy because he stated in his own manifesto that this acceleration of things, that this increase of repression is exactly his plan.
Now, the Austrian Chancellor, Sebastian Kurz, has been quite vocal about distancing his ruling party, the far-right Freedom Party, from the identitarian movement. How do you perceive that relationship?
I think it's a complicated situation because Generation Identity is the biggest patriotic meta-political movement in Austria. Also, we are completely legal. We're just doing peaceful activism. And as we can see it right now, the Freedom Party is in a way struggling to distance themselves from Generation Identity, because basically we have very similar goals.
You've said that you've mentioned the word patriotic there a couple of times. Some people say that your patriotism is a cover for racism.
I don't think so. You know, we are a patriotic movement. We respect other people, other cultures, other nations. What we just want to have is an open debate about mass immigration, about demographics in our country, and we want to change it by peaceful political measures.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've admitted to being involved in the neo-Nazi scene as a teenager. Do you regret those days?
Absolutely. It was a complete waste of time. I did a lot of very stupid things just out of a need of provocation. But I think this is a very common political career in Austria, at least it was before we founded Generation Identity, because there was no patriotic alternative for young men who wanted to get active. And the best example for that is the vice chancellor today, who also in his youth has been involved in the same subculture scene in Austria.
Mm-hmm. And just tell us, what's the difference between the neo-Nazi groups that you've left behind and Generation Identity?
It's very clear and very simple. We completely distance ourselves from totalitarianism, any form of political violence, racism and anti-Semitism. We see all cultures as valuable. We see all people from every nations as having their human dignity and the right for freedom. The only thing we want is also to keep and maintain our identity, and thus to change this migration policy we have at the moment.
So you say all cultures are valuable, yet one of the aims of GI, according to its website, is the reconquest of Europe from mass immigration.
What we mean by reconquista is we need a cultural change in our countries, in our societies, where all the important means of communication, universities, the media are basically conquered by left-wingers and people who are pro-immigration. We want to change that. And what we don't want is mass immigration, which is changing the face and the whole societies of European nations. That's what we totally reject, and we think it needs to be stopped and inverted.
I mean, do you see that happening? Do you see people changing faith?
Totally. If you look at Vienna, for example, and if you just continue the trend, then in Vienna in 2046, with high immigration, you'll have about 30% of the population Muslim. So what we see in Europe now is a combination of mass migration, a total failure of assimilation and integration, and the outcome are parallel societies, is a great replacement and an Islamization of Europe, and that needs to be stopped.
Okay, I want to talk to you about politics, and you've probably heard Italy's Deputy Prime Minister Matteo Salvini is forging an alliance of nationalist parties ahead of next month's European parliamentary elections. Well, what do you make of his far-right alliance?
I think it's a very important step forward to a different Europe, to a Europe where the model of the Visegrad states, of Hungary and other Eastern states becomes the new trend. And a Europe that has strong borders, also strong stance in geopolitics, but a lot of freedom for the nations and a national plurality in the inside.
And does that inspire you to get into politics? I mean, what's your long-term plan? Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Generation Identity is and will still be in 5 years a patriotic NGO. So we don't want to go into parliaments. We don't want to count votes. We don't want to win on the ballots. We want to engage in the cultural conversation, in activism, like Greenpeace does on the universities. We want to be a patriotic avant-garde with new ideas and new words and new images that is basically pushing the Overton window to the right in the European societies.
Martin Zellner, a leader of Generation Identity in Austria, thanks for being on Inside Europe.
Thank you very much.
From the studios of Germany's international broadcaster, DW, this is Inside Europe.